Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Benji Schulman, the Director of Public Policy at the South African Zionist Fed. Odd to be talking to you on the other side of the microphone, Benji Schulman.
Well, actually, Simon, as it happens, thanks to ESCOM, I had to come into the building. So I'm kind of actually down the hall from where you would normally see me.
Okay, so funny stuff out of the way. Let's get real. The South African Zionist Fed has taken quite a very unusually strong move and laid a complaint against Judge Siraj Desai. Why did you feel it necessary to do that?
Thanks, Simon. Yeah, we started doing an investigation into the judge after many years of issues that we'd been raising, people coming to us, concerns being raised, and when the whole totality of what he got involved in became apparent, we felt that in order to keep the integrity of the judiciary alive, it was necessary that we took a rather bold step in this particular direction, especially because he is now the ombudsman for legal services. So he's like the person who you go to complain about ethics when it comes to lawyers. And so if he is being found involved in unethical behavior, then it's very important that we do something about that.
Benji, give us a sense of the kind of public utterances that he has made that are on the record.
You may be aware that there's something called the Judicial Code of Conduct, which is how judges have to behave in terms of what they do publicly. So some of that is statements, some of that is getting involved with different things. So on the statement side, he compared former President Nelson Mandela to Ayatollah Khomeini, who you may know as the leader of the Islamic Revolution, a real despot, human rights violator of note. He called America the Great Satan on the same webinar. And that obviously, you know, America is a diplomatic partner of South Africa, an important trade partner. So that was another one. And it's gone, quite frankly, further than statements. When Hamas came to South Africa, he met with them, publicly endorsed their message. And there's also allegations that he presided over a BDS case against the city of Cape Town where he didn't raise a recusal. So there's a number of really quite serious breaches of the Judicial Code of Conduct that we put down in the complaint.
Benji, what kind of sanction could one look for in such a case?
Look, it's hard to say with sanction what the outcomes are. I mean, at the extreme, you could be impeached and pensions taken away and all of that sort of thing. You could just be asked to apologize. It depends on what the JSC, or rather the Judicial Complaints Committee, who deals with these, what they decide. But, you know, we're confident that they will do that work, but we felt we needed to do the complaint.
I hear you. I think you've taken a very brave move. My concern is what happens if it doesn't go your way and what kind of message that will give us as South African Jews in light of a decision that goes another way. Kind of concerning, don't you think?
Look, I think that the JSC itself has been under a lot of pressure to be more accountable in and of itself in the last while. You know, we've had these attacks on judges of a variety, obviously in the Jewish community, but also there's the Cape Bar of KwaZulu-Natal has also had an issue. KSAC, which is an illegal NGO, is threatening to take them to court over their handling of that. Of course, we have the Judge Mokgweng issue, which is, I think, actually coming up tomorrow. And, you know, the truth is that I think as long as judges are seen as being consistent and being treated as consistent in terms of their public utterances, it's not a problem. You know, if the complaints committee is of the view that you can say these sorts of things, well, that's fine, but then it must also be fine for Mokgweng. So I think really what we're looking for is universality of application here, as opposed to, you know, is it right or is it wrong?
Benji, we're going to leave it there. I'm hoping that you will keep us updated about developments in this regard, because this is important on a national and personal level for each and every one of us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the judges and the judiciary were an absolutely crucial part of pushing back on the state capture issue and just keeping South Africa connected to the rule of law in general. So I think it's very important that we have clean judges. And, you know, if the Fed can be part of doing that, then we will certainly be happy to do so.
Benji Schulman, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for being with me this afternoon.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Shabbat Shalom to all the listeners.